This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's another reason I'm getting Robert Kiyosaki on with us on this Friday edition. He's written two books with Donald Trump. He's good friends with him. And I really want to know if Donald Trump's for real. I know Robert Kiyosaki's for real. And I want to get his take on Donald Trump, the election, Benghazi, and the economy as well. Robert Kiyosaki has been really accurate in a lot of his predictions about where the economy's going and what the corporations are doing. That's all coming up. We're continuing to monitor. In fact, can we go with that live feed here in a moment? We're continuing to monitor the whole Hillary Benghazi thing, and it's a bunch of softball with her just lying and, oh, they had 600 requests, but I never really see it, or we did some of them, or, oh, no, Stevens never talked to me. So they've taken a break right now. They've got a press conference going. Let's cut to that.
U.S. personnel on the ground.
And there are additional documents that we will have the opportunity in the next few hours to ask her about that she has not been asked about in previous hearings.
Last question.
Why shouldn't the full transcript of Sidney Blumenthal's testimony be released to the public?
Look, I think these large discussions about what is released and what isn't released need to be made in the totality of the whole investigation. So as the chairman has said, 50 witnesses have been interviewed. There's probably 20 more than are queued up.
They've threatened the witnesses. The truth's been covered up. I've talked to the whistleblowers, the NATO people, the Pentagon people, the Navy SEALs, all of it. Everything we told you years ago when this happened has now been confirmed. And it's not hard. I mean, everybody knows what happened. They sat there on board a bunch of aircraft carriers and satellites with drones overhead for 7.5 hours. They had a drone over that thing within 30 minutes of the attack taking place. The attack launching. And they just think we are absolute, complete, and total buffoon morons. Coming up, I want to get into a very important article out of Gallup. Majority say more concealed weapons would make U.S. safer. Now, from what I've seen in local polls, other national polls, and police polls, 98% of police are pro-Second Amendment national polls. I'm not defending some of the bad police out there. I'm just stating this is not our natural enemy as the police, as patriots. We need to take our local police back, not let the globalists take them over. There's a fight right now. But I digress. 56% believe that if more Americans carry concealed weapons after passing a criminal background check and training course, the country would be safer. Now, that's Gallup that targets specific type people that still have phone lines and stuff and that still buy into the paradigm. It's probably more like 70% from what I've seen. But still, the numbers from a decade ago, it was something like 30%. And they go over that in the article. Whether it's guns or abortion, we're winning the hearts and minds. And that ties into this sickening article out of the Washington Post. The NRA will fall. It's inevitable. Just look at the demographics. And they say, we're bringing in all these illegals. They actually say, and so they vote 75% of the time, quote, new Latinos to America. They don't call them illegals. But that's only at first, and that's only who they're talking to. I mean, do you really think the average illegal who just left a country where they can't own guns doesn't want a gun? The illegals have all got guns. Fine. Most of them aren't criminals. They're protecting their families. I don't want anybody having a gun taken. If you got out of prison for bank robbery and you were arrested with your legal revolver, give it to you. Until 1968, they did. When you got out of prison, here's your gun, Billy. Because people were like, well, yeah, he served his time. guilty. He should be able to have a gun. He gets in trouble with it again. People say, he'll just get a gun anyways. Why are you going to take it? Serve your time. Did your time. Did your time. Did your time. Did your time.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, he's got hundreds of millions of readers around the world, over 100 million books plus in print. RichDad.com. Robert Kiyosaki is our guest here for the next 52 minutes. And one big reason I was really excited that we could get him for the show, he's a busy guy, entrepreneur, owns mines around the world, you name it, factories, hires tons of people, a true builder. He's also good friends with Donald Trump, and they've written two books together. And so I really want to know, is Donald Trump for real? I like what he has to say. I don't think he wants to destroy the country. I don't think he's a kleptocrat. I don't think he's one of these Cloward and Piven people like Hillary Clinton. But he did make statements like he likes Hillary Clinton years ago. Well, I don't know how he could like Hillary Clinton. So I hope he's grown. I hope he is the conservative libertarian he says he is. And so out of the gates, Robert has agreed with us springing this on him to give us his take on Donald Trump, election 2016, and where this country's going. We'll look at the economy and get Kiyosaki's take on that. We'll also get his take on political correctness. I mean, it is getting wild where just PC police label Thomas Jefferson statue racist, sexist, and want it taken down. He tried to get rid of slavery in the first Constitution. They wouldn't let him. he did. He was given slaves by his plantation family, who he basically had free, and who he basically, you know, act like it was bad that he was in love with one lady. It was basically his wife. The point is that he was the opposite of a racist, but you got to think about the time they were living in. It was the Western world that began to phase out slavery and the whole caste system. So talk about history twisted or history upside down. Where is the establishment going with that? And I know I'm just springing wild cards on Robert Kiyosaki, richdad.com, and he's now has a new book out, Eight Lessons in a Military Leadership for Entrepreneurs and Others, and he joins us. Wow, Mr. Kiyosaki, good to have you with us.
Alex, how you doing, my friend?
Good. You're looking good. You lost a lot of weight.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's not that you needed to lose weight or anything, but you look like you lost some weight.
Now, my jeans are tugging at the gut right now. That's why I'm saying thank you.
Okay. Well, maybe it's the camera, but great to have you with us. Okay, let's talk Donald Trump. I just threw out five or six topics. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, Trump is a great man. We've written two books together. I've known him now for about 12 years. I'm actually much closer to his two sons, who are great young men. And the daughter's pretty hot, too, as you know. But Donald's a great guy, and the reason that he's friends with Hillary is, as we all know, she can be bought.
That's right. So he's being honest with people.
She has a price. You know, most politicians have a price, which is the problem.
And folks said, man, that's really corrupt of him to be honest. No, under the legal system, what's corrupt is you've got to buy Hillary or she'll get in the way of your businesses. It's not like he wants to buy her. She makes you buy her, correct?
Well, that's correct. But Donald also knows the game, and he's pretty upfront about it. You know, he says, I know all of these politicians up here. I've given them all money. That's probably true. I mean, I have no proof of it. But as we know, politicians cannot run without money. And the bigger your war chest, you know, that's why Biden had to drop out. Because Hillary's war chest is so big, Biden could never catch up to it. So the presidency and our senators and our congressmen can be bought. That's our problem today.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. How would you fix it? How do you think Donald would fix it? And then specifically, let's walk into this campaign and give us your view on it.
Well, Donald can't be bought. That's, you know, and when you look at all the candidates, you know, I'm not Republican or Democrat, so I don't have a dog in that fight. And when I vote, I generally vote for the best person for the job. And when you look at the world economy, you look at the war in the Middle East, you look at China and all that, which person of all the candidates, including Bernie Sanders, Hillary, and the rest of the Republicans, which one has the experience, but more important, you know, my Jewish friends say the chutzpah, the horsepower to take him on. And right now, you know, I'm from Hawaii. Obama's from Hawaii. Very smart guy. Nice leader, but he's not a powerful leader. So we're getting walked on all over the world. And when you have a weak leader, you know, there's two types of leadership. One is tyranny. And what's his name in Baghdad was a tyrant. Now, if you're a weak leader, you have anarchy. Today we have anarchy all over the Middle East. That's more dangerous than a tyrant. And a lot of it, when I look at our leadership, and I do include Bush, George Bush in this whole thing, we've had weak leaders, and we're now in anarchy all over the world. And I'm afraid about this country as the, you know, the gap between the rich and the poor gets wider and wider.
What would Kiyosaki do if you were president within the confines of the Constitution, A? B, if you were a dictator for 1 year, what would you do?
I'd resign.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I went to college. I'm not that stupid. But, you know, I think Trump said it best the other day. He would bomb. Right now, when you look at what's going on with ISIS, they don't respond to nice people. You know, what Obama is a soft power guy. And soft power went out around 1990. And today, the only way what they listen to, I'm a former Marine pilot, so I speak from that point of view.
You flew helicopters, didn't you, Cobras?
Yeah, in Vietnam.
Wow.
And
so did you wear the black Stetson and everything?
No. That was Army. I'm Marine.
That's,
that's
right. Yeah.
Marine Corps, I'd be court-martialed for wearing an Army.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But anyway, I think we have to respond force with force. As much as I detest it, you know, as much
well,
as
look,
I hate.
Well, look, I mean, they knocked Trump 2 months ago saying, bomb the hell out of ISIS, take over their oil fields, blow them up, that'll cut their money off, we can fix them in just a couple of weeks, which is totally true. That's a no-brainer, and I'm not even a military tactician. That's what you would do. That's what the generals were saying. They went, oh, you're an idiot. Then we wait. Putin comes in and makes Obama look like a complete moron, and now they're saying Russia's the new moral center of the world. I mean, wow, you talk about a disaster.
That's what I mean between tyrants and anarchy. When you have a tyrant, at least I think right now we need a tyrant. And Donald Trump, not that Donald is a tyrant, but he's closer to a tyrant than, let's say, Carson. You know, we don't need brain surgeons right now. We need somebody who's a strong leader. Otherwise, this anarchy will spread. So I think I'm...
Well, Ron Paul was on yesterday, and he said he's worried about Trump being on a white horse, and I could certainly see that. But overall, at least he would be into wanting to build something and be great himself instead of getting off on compromise and selling the country out. I mean, do you think in your gut Trump could ever become a dictator if he was elected?
I don't think so. You know, you said it. To me, he's more a libertarian. I've known him for 12 years. You know, he says this in the close confines of private meetings. You know, he says we should provide medical care for all children. You know, and that's pretty liberal. He says, because we either pay for it now or we pay for it later with bad health.
Sure.
And he also believes in financial education. You know, he and I have had great financial education.
You're involved with his school, aren't you? He has a whole school trying to teach folks how to do that.
Yeah. But we've got to bring financial education into our school systems. But the socialists think that the love of money is the root of all evil, and they'll never teach kids about money. Which is why we have Ferguson and all these insanity going on in poverty, with poverty in America. See, money doesn't discriminate. You know, money doesn't care if you're white, yellow, green, pink, blue. Money goes to people who are smart with money.
And then it talks.
Yes, money talks. And that's what I heard it once. Said goodbye. So anyway, you know, he stands for financial education, which is why we wrote our two books together. And, you know, he went to New York military school. I went to a military school in New York. So we have that discipline. And a lot of people lack discipline, as you know. And then we pay our money to be undisciplined. That doesn't make any sense to me.
But for the socialist politicians, they want dependence that they can control. And so, hence, that's why, overall, I think libertarianism is winning intellectually. But that's what the people that think. Do you ever get concerned about the giant unwashed masses that more and more are being filled with social envy and hatred?
Every day. I mean, that's why, you know, people say, why do you keep working? If you're a rich man, why do you keep working? Because there's things that are more important than money. And we're in a crisis today. And that's why I think the man who can handle this crisis, U.S. as well as globally, is Donald Trump.
I want to talk more about stuff you've talked about privately that doesn't break any confidence. That means a lot to me because I've been reading your books for 20 years since my dad gave me one, and I know you're a respected guy and very moral. So that means a lot to me that you're saying Trump's the real deal. But I get what you're saying. I've only got like 49 employees and 5 or 6 contractors. But sometimes I want to downsize, and it's like, no, I'm not going to let them shut me down. I'm not going to let them break me. I want free market to win. I want my crew to be well paid and be happy. I want to have good products. I want to be successful. It becomes a fight, doesn't it, that you literally want to build a bigger company to literally help people. You don't want to give up.
Well, there's a new book called The End of Power. You know, and Zuckerberg recommended every entrepreneur read the book End of Power. And it's a fantastic book. And he says what's happening is the revolts in, let's say, the Middle East and all over the world today are not from poor people. The revolts are from educated young people who don't have, you know, quote unquote, the American dream or the Arab dream or whatever it is. They just want a chance at life. And my point of view and Donald's point of view is we have to have financial education rather than financial welfare, you know, and most of these school teachers, they, I hate to say this, are good people, but they're communists. You know, a communist believes that the government should control our education and our economy. I fight that. I went to war against communism. But I came home. I found more communists back home than I did in Vietnam.
Well, isn't it funny that the Vietnamese have taken to free market like a fish to water, because they were always like that before. And it's just it's so sad we had that war with them.
Hey, Alex, who doesn't want to be rich? You know, who doesn't? But the trouble is some people think they should be rich because you and I owe them a living. Now, those people should not be rich. Unfortunately, they're in Congress.
That's right. That's right. And I see the arrogance. Well, backing up, because Donald Trump obviously is the front runner. The polls show now he could probably beat Hillary. It's going to be Hillary now, the Democrats. That's clear. What a nightmare. I know you don't like to get personal on things, but, I mean, Hillary really is a scary lady in my view. Benghazi, all of it. The persecution of people politically. I mean, I'm going to be under a microscope if she gets in, especially. Tell us about Donald Trump. This means a lot to folks. Stories that don't break confidence, but just what Donald Trump's like behind the scenes and why you think he's such a real guy.
Well, because what we see is Donald Trump. You know, in the times I worked with him, there was only one Donald Trump. The guy you see on The Apprentice, the guy you see on stage. There's only one Donald Trump. And I was listening to Joe Scarborough the other day, and he says, you know, the trouble with Hillary is he doesn't know who he's talking to. But the same could be said about Joe also. But anyway, you know, like the reason people love you, Alex, is you are who you are. And I do the best I can to be who I am and say really what I more than I think, but how I feel about things. And I think our country's in trouble.
It is.
And I think our educational system, you know, from there's many causes of this problem, but we're not going to solve the gap between the rich and everybody else by welfare. We've got to, in our educational system, teach people about money. You said another word that I agree with 100%, and the word is kleptocracy. See, America is no longer a democracy. It is now a kleptocracy. And for those who may not know what that word means, a kleptocracy is when our leaders rip us off. So this Federal Reserve Bank, in my opinion, is a ripoff. Wall Street is ripping us off. And we all know our political leaders are ripping us off. For example, you know, when they try and get the price of prescription drugs down, the lobbyists go in, our own congressmen vote against lowering prices of prescription drugs. That's why that last guy, that hedge fund guy, bought some pill company and raised the pill price from $10 to $750. Our own people are ripping us off. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad, but with a little financial education, you would be able to make decisions or choices as to what's best for you. And until we do that, until we stop telling people the government will take care of you, don't worry about it. We're never going to become a country again. We're going to come apart between rich and poor.
I think it's key for entrepreneurs like yourself that is, you probably got 1,000 people or more. Who knows how many working for you right now in all the industries and companies and mines and all the things you're doing. There's the trailblazing entrepreneur that built this country, that built the world, that really loves expanding, loves hiring people, loves building civilization. Then there's the crony capitalist who use insider deals, government regulations, and they team up with the socialists and the other command and controllers, and then they scapegoat capitalism for the rigged scam, like you said, the stock market. Or they take over education, bring all the government money into it, make the price go up a couple thousand percent, and then there's not even jobs for what they're giving you degrees in, the education bubble, all of it. Let's get into the economy, where you see it going, where the system tells you to go versus where you've gone and the advice you've given so many people that's really helped folks.
Well, crony capitalism is another word for kleptocracy.
Yes.
In other words, that'd be like you and I getting together and scheming how we can screw your radio listeners. And that's what's happening today. Democracy is gone. Capitalism is gone. We're now into the rich ripping us all out. Now, as I always say, a coin has three sides, heads, tails, and the edge. And intelligence is found on the edge. So that's why I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. You know, I'm not very religious, but I respect the person's right to religion. And I don't get into those dogfights. So as far as crony capitalism or kleptocracy goes, this is going to sound hypocritical, but I like those guys. Wall Street is where I get my money from. On the other side of the coin you know, the two sides, saying three sides, heads and tails and the edge, Wall Street steals from the guys on the other side. And all I'm saying here is if you give somebody a little bit of education on how the game is played, they have a choice whether they want to be on tails or they want to be on heads. But without financial education, they can't make that choice. For example, the reason I don't have a 401k full of mutual funds and ETFs and all that is, in my opinion, it's a ripoff. You know, because I can beat those numbers all day long. Also, I don't save money. Why would I save money when they have zero interest rate bonds today? You know, that's insanity. Yet the average person, that's all they know how to do is invest in the stock market, in the 401k for the long term, and get ripped off, which is terrible right now because of HFT, high-frequency traders and dark pools, which the average guy has no idea what's happening. And then they try and save money, and they get zero interest on it. So the poor middle class, I mean, the middle class is getting crushed right now.
Instead, what you do with your money, and of course you're the expert, but correct me if I'm wrong, is you put it into new companies, you put it into real estate, you put it into mines, you put it into, you know, hard things that are actually real that then, on average, expand and give you great yields and build a real physical economy, not just some fiat economy.
Right. I provide a lot of jobs. And this is the difference, Alex, is that on my side and Donald's side, we don't pay taxes either. And the reason we don't pay taxes is because we do what the tax code asks us to do. So we don't pay taxes because we provide jobs. We don't look for jobs. You know, we build houses. We build property. We don't live in a house. I mean, we build real estate. We provide housing. So yeah, the tax code of the world is very fair. If you do what the government wants done, the government will give you a tax break. For example, if I donate $100,000 to a charity, they give me a tax break. But the left, you know, the socialists like Obama and Hillary and all that, they're trying to tell the poor and middle class that we're tax evaders. Now, there are people who are tax evaders, poor, rich, middle class. There's always people evading taxes. But we're taught to do it legally. And that's the big difference. That's what education is about. It just gives you a choice to say, well, if I donate more money or if I create jobs, I get a tax break. And if I build houses and apartment houses and businesses, I get a tax break instead of saying that we're ripping them off.
But again, you're a real capitalist versus the cronies who will go get a banker bailout and then will lobby to raise middle class taxes because they're getting corporate welfare. That's who we've got to separate out.
Yes, you got it correctly. It's crony capitalism. It's also called kleptocracy.
No.
So these guys are abusing the laws. You know, everybody talks about the Greenspan put and now the Bernanke put. The crony capitalists knew if they lost all their money, Greenspan would bail them out. That'd be like me going to Las Vegas and saying, Alex, if I lose all my money, you're going to pay me back, aren't you? Of course I'd love you.
Well, we're in a race to try to get the general public educated. I was watching a documentary called The Best of Enemies about Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley Jr. that came out a few months ago at the movie theater. Strangely enough, the movie ended with me ranting and raving on television as if this was the symbol of the death of discourse. But what I took away from it was that Gore Vidal was complaining in the film, and I'm going from memory, teleprompter free, but he was in these debates in the early 70s, presidential debates, and he's saying, 10%'s got over half the wealth of this country. We need to redistribute it. And then I thought, today, 2%'s got like 87%. So by them bringing in more government, more socialism, it's actually made the poor a huge swarm. The middle class has gotten tiny, and then you've got this tiny elite up at the top who are trying to raise up the ladders and are complaining and attacking free market, saying capitalism failed when they're pulling up the rope to the hot air balloon, knowing full well what they're doing, trying to bring feudalism back in.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's why Donald and I asked what kind of guy he is. The reason we wrote two books together, one was Why We Want You to Be Rich, Two Men, One Message. The other one was The Midas Touch, you know, why some entrepreneurs get rich and most don't, is because of financial education. So I'm not really political, as I said, if I'm Republican or Democrat. but I support
you're
Donald.
About facts. Stay there. Come back and talk about Donald. You're going to have the floor. Get into some basic financial education. Tell us about your new book. And we're going to open the phones up. 800-259-9231. Your chance to talk to RichDad.com. Robert Kiyosaki. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to play a clip here in a moment of Donald Trump saying 200,000 migrants from Syria would be the biggest Trojan horse ever. It already is in Europe. 6 months ago, ISIS said they would use a migrant wave to do this. And now, of course, they're talking about millions and millions in Europe. The socialists are showing up, filling these poor folks full of entitlement. Most of them are military-age men. Why would the socialists want to do this? Well, we've got the head of the UN board openly saying it's about ending the European culture. That doesn't mean white people. It means getting rid of the idea, I guess, just a free market renaissance and just getting rid of any culture. It's political correctness. And why would the left want to bring in radical Islam? Let's play a clip here from Donald Trump and get our guest take on that. Here it is.
I was always a big fan of Merkel from Germany. I'm not a fan anymore. What she's doing is insane. and we want to take in 200,000, and we don't know where they come from. They have no papers. All we know is they're young and they're strong and they're mostly men. And this could be the greatest Trojan horse ever. This could be bigger than the original Trojan horse. We shouldn't be taking anybody. We have enough problems. We have to rebuild our country, our infrastructure. We owe $19 trillion. And by the way, taking in 200,000 is going to cost us, they just did a study, over a period of 10 years, going to cost us billions of dollars. What are we doing? Merkel made a tremendous mistake. They're going to end up having a revolution in Germany. You see what's happening with the German 100%. People. Now, what we should do at the same time, from a humane standpoint, take a big chunk of Syria and let's all put some money into it if we have to, because on a humane basis, and build a safe zone, what's called a safe zone. Let the people, but to allow them into Germany and to allow them into these other countries where there's nothing but a horror show, you see what's happening, and now we're going to take in 200,000 people in this country?
It's insane.
Can't breathe.
It is insane. Robert Kiyosaki, RichDad.com, is our guest. Good friends with Donald Trump. I didn't mean to make this all a Trump-esque interview, but he's happy to do it. What do you think's behind the left wanting to, you know, complete the smuggling process, bring in unlimited numbers of illegals here? If you oppose paying for people's anchor babies, you're racist. But I can't go to Mexico or Syria and have kids for free. I mean, what do you think the end game of the socialist is here?
Well, I don't disagree or agree. As I said, I don't really like to take sides. But it does come from the Bible as am I my brother's keeper. And I think that's at issue today. You know, these guys aren't my brothers. That's the problem.
Exactly. If my brother wanted this much, I don't know if I'd give it to him.
Well, I have my own brothers and sisters to take care of, and, you know, that's how families should take care of families. And I kind of agree with Donald. I mean, and I agree with you. This guy Putin's making us look like jokes. And that's why I said the opposite of tyranny is anarchy. And because we're weak, a tyrant like Putin looks good. So we have these people who think we can be soft power. You know, soft power is enculturate them into the European or Western culture. But right now, they want to kill us. You know, so I don't know. I don't have an easy answer. I agree with Trump. I think we need almost tyrannical, you know, do something drastic. Otherwise, we lose.
Well, we've been seeing the tyranny of socialism and collectivism.
Yes.
And they call the Constitution tyrannical and demonize it all day. I think if we just reapply that, that will really get this country going again. Speaking of financial education, for new listeners, for young people, tell us about some of your books that are the best for that. Obviously, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and many others. But what are some of the basics? If you had 5 minutes to talk to, say, seventh graders about their future, what would you say to them? And then we're going to go to phone calls at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Carl, Alex, Brad, Adam, Marvin, and others, you'll get your chance to talk to Robert Kiyosaki. Go ahead, Robert.
The reason there's a divide between the rich, the 1% or 0.5%, and everybody else is because, as I said, a coin has three sides, heads, tails, and the edge. And everything the rich do is opposite of what the poor middle class do. For example, I don't encourage people saving money. I mean, why would you save money when interest rates are at zero and they're printing money? Also, I don't invest in a 401k simply because you have to invest for the long term. You're penalized for drawing out, and mutual funds are the most expensive ways to invest. And an ETF, the problem with an ETF, if the market crashes, which it will, ETFs come down 9% faster than a regular stock. So the poor middle classes are sitting there. They have a job. They have student loan debt. They're trying to save money. They're putting the money in the stock market, and they think their house is an asset. So financial education will at least explain why the rich are opposite, doing the opposite of you. And then this is a free country. You can decide, well, do I want to be rich? I want to be middle class? I want to be poor? It's your choice. But without education, you're only doing what the poor and middle class are doing, and the school system, which was commandeered by a name named John D. Rockefeller in 1903, never has financial education in the school system, because that way we keep them stupid working for money. And money is no longer money because in 1971, you know, President Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard, which meant the dollar became debt and we could print as much as we like. And this is why we're so deeply in debt today. Now, so it's opposite. I use debt to get rich and the poor and middle class use debt to get poor. And that's what education is. There's three sides to a coin, heads, tails, and the edge. And I stand on the edge. Education should allow the child to stand on the edge and decide what kind of education they want. They want to be middle class, get a job, work hard, save money, get out of debt. That's their choice. I didn't make that choice. Donald doesn't make that choice.
What about this new paradigm? I mean, it's not really new, but really new to America, how popular it's getting, of class envy and a Bernie Sanders running around and people really believing that the way you're successful is to have a bigger government that gives you more stuff. Don't they know everywhere that's been tried, it leads to all-out, total hell on earth?
Well, desperate people do desperate things. And from my examination of the entire system, I suspect the socialists, actually it was the rich, who really wanted to get the American people this weak and this needy
yes.
and this desperate. I believe there is a conspiracy against America because the American dream was just too strong. So if you can break the spirit of Americans, so they're willing to take a measly handout, we got them. And that's why there's no financial education in school. There's a great book, I'm sure you've, is A Creature from Jekyll Island.
Yes.
Griffin. You know, he said that the reason there's socialism is because communism couldn't crack the capitalist spirit of America. So they needed socialism to weaken the spirit of us so that we would cave in to a government handout and let communism take over. Now, I'm not saying that's true, but it's got a ring to it. You know
it
what I mean?
Does. Well, undoubtedly, truer words have never been spoken than what you said about there being a project to break America. The robber barons in 1900, I've read the articles in the New York Times where they talked about people are too educated, they're reading too much, they're too informed, they're too entrepreneurial, they're not trusting of centralized systems. And they said, we're going to have to bring in our own education, we're going to have to create formulaic systems of compliant people. Then they sold it as the Industrial Revolution to basically have humanoid robots to put bottle caps on and to manufacture cars. Well, now the computers are here and the robots, the elites say they don't need us. Well, that's not true. We have to innovate into the next renaissance, and people like you and Donald Trump and others obviously are right at the heart of that. But to see, as you said, groups of the real elite that have made their money through combines, as the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty famously said, competition is a sin. It's these people that have to be exposed because they've been quoted as saying they wanted to create this dumbed-down mass of people and to break America's will because worldwide, we were the shining city on a hill. We were the model. They couldn't compete with us. The centralized systems in all their flavors couldn't do it. And so they've taken us over, and now we are a wreck, but they haven't completely destroyed us, and we could stand up again like the phoenix and become that example again. But you're right. The command and controllers, the authoritarians, the centralists, they had to bring us down to win. And I think they've done a pretty good job, but I think we can turn this around. What do you say, Robert?
Well, let's start with education. You know, like a rich dad, poor dad, my poor dad was a head of education for the state of Hawaii. He's a very good man, but he knew nothing about money. And my rich dad was a man who didn't go to school, which may have been fortunate. I'm not against education. I'm against bad education. My rich dad was an entrepreneur. So they never understood each other. When I did my research into it, exactly what you said, in 1903, Rockefeller and JP and those boys got together and they commandeered the educational system of America via the General Education Board. And the only purpose of the General Education Board was to take farm kids and turn them into factory workers. It was never to teach them about money. So that's why when I go to school today, I say, what should you learn about money? They say nothing, or they say, well, invest for the long term in a 401k. And I'm going, they're playing right into the capitalists or the kleptocracy, you know, the kleptographs, what all those guys are. So they play into the crony capitalism. So they give all their money to Wall Street, Wall Street bets it into the markets. They lose. The Fed bails them out, and we bail out the Fed. That's the system. It's corrupt. Yet I like it. It works for me.
And that's what you're saying, is you work to try to change the system, and you don't do anything immoral, but you, at the same time, use all the loopholes they've created for themselves, the little escape hatches.
Yeah, but there really are, when I looked at the tax laws, my accountant wrote a book, it's called Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheel, right? Everybody should get that book, because the tax laws are written for capitalists. If you do what the government wants done, they'll give you a tax break. Like you donate money, they'll give you a tax break. So my whole point of view is financial education is not to change Hillary or Bernie and all that stuff. Financial education is self-protection.
Do you think Bernie's for real? I mean, he comes off like a Muppet character. He really is hard to listen to and watch.
Well, it depends on the point of view. But the facts are Bernie and Ron Paul were the only guys that stood up to Wall Street. You know, so they.
No, you're right. Paul was for real, though, as you know. When Sanders finally was the deciding vote in the Senate, he killed a real audit, though.
Yeah, but at least they stand up to it. With the other guys, the crony capitalists, go along with it, and they profit from it. You know, again, look at pharmaceuticals. The reason drug prices in America are so high is because our Congress wants it that way, because they take the bribes or the campaign finances from them. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I'm saying if you're poor and you can't afford drugs, you're in trouble, big trouble. And that's why, you know, what they found out about health care is the rich men who are rich live about 15 years longer than poor men.
That's true.
And rich women live about 20 years longer than poor women because they have better health care. They can afford it.
They also are more informed on and eat better food. Yes. You're absolutely right. Robert Kiyosaki is our guest. Let's go to Carl in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Alex and Robert. You're my two biggest fans. I've listened to you both for years. Robert, I've been dying to talk to you for 12 years. So here's my question. With all of what Alex has been sharing about staying or leaving, you know, about protecting his family, like I would think the same way. If something really does go bad here in this country, do you stand your ground or do you move? Would you stand your ground here in this country? And what's the best state to live in to stand your ground if you're going to make it in this country? Or what country would you move to?
That's You'll probably say no state and just move around. And I want to be clear, I'm not leaving the country. I've just said that watching them trash it like this is very painful. And so a lot of people are leaving the United States, but you're out of the fire into the oven. Robert, your take on that?
Well, I think you and I are brothers at the heart. We stand and fight. You know, we stand and fight by information, by speaking out, by being unpopular, about saying things that are politically incorrect. So that's what I think we should do, is just stand up and fight. And I'll just say it again, financial education gives you and your family protection from the very guys, the kleptocracy that's ripping us off. And that's how I see it. You know, I'm not going to change the government. They're a bunch of idiots anyway.
The best revenge is living well, as the French say.
What's that?
The best revenge is living well.
Yeah, but not being stupid without financial education. And so that question, I think, I fought for America 9 years as a Marine. I love this country. You know, it's been very good to me. I'm a fourth generation Japanese American. I'm glad I wasn't born in Japan. But it saddens me, as it does Alex, to see our country being sold down the drain out of ignorance. That's what saddens me.
And you're right. It is the public's ignorance that allows it to happen.
Yeah, and it saddens me to see the American public with American spirit get broken. You know, people came to America not because they wanted welfare. They came to America because they wanted the American dream. And that's gone now. The middle class is toast. The number of poor is increasing. Watch one more thing, Alice. Listen to this, okay? One of the most dangerous things was this 401k. I know a lot of people love them and all this stuff. They think it's a good deal. But the 401k didn't exist until 1980. So the baby boom generation is the first generation in history to have what's called a defined contribution plan. This is my prediction. In a few years, the baby boom generation, which has been the most fortunate generation ever in history, many of them will run out of money before they die.
Absolutely.
We're going to see a problem so big. Like in Hawaii, where I'm from, you know, homeless people are going through for the highest per capita homeless people. That's the future, because these baby boomers will run out of money before they die.
It is going to be a hellish situation. Brad, you're on the air from Pennsylvania with Robert Kiyosaki. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Alex. And Robert, what a great guest you are. And on that note, on the 401ks, you know, I'm one person paying into mine. But after listening to Alex for almost 18 years, I guess now, thank goodness, I realize that's probably not even going to be there. I'm just throwing it away, but it's a tax break. I don't have a pension anymore in my company. So what choice do I have? But I do hear what you're saying. And on the other note about this country, both you guys are true patriots. Thank you for everything
you
do.
Please, no, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not against the 401k. I think you should be made aware of what it was designed to do. And today, you know, the world has changed since 1980. We have high-frequency trading and InfoWars. Today, instead of investing for the long term, the professionals are in and out of the market.
That's right. They're screwing over the system. They're breaking the social contract, is what Robert's warning you about. Brad, anything else? You had a question?
Yeah, I was just going to say that you guys, thank you for everything you do about, like, for this country. If you don't believe it's a conspiracy, just look at how bad it is and how good it could be. I mean, it's so easy to just turn this around. Hopefully Trump, your friend Trump, will do that, Robert, if he gets in there.
And I sure hope he's for real. I want to believe Robert. Why wouldn't he want to save the country? Why wouldn't he want to be like George Washington? I don't want to believe that he's another slimy politician. He better not be. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you, Brad.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The fourth hour is only about 6 minutes away. Jakari Jackson will break down the latest Second Amendment news. We'll be taking calls with Michael Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks looking at the huge gear up in Hillary's own words to repeal the Second Amendment. Talk about tyranny, boy, this is it. And a lot more, they're getting all the latest clips of the Hillary testimony that's ongoing. That's going to be happening as well. All this and more, L.A. City Council mulls gun lock law and restricting magazines. I mean, it's getting serious. And not letting cops have as many bullets, too. I tell you, that's all part of this UN thing, as they finally get down to the cops. Robert Kiyosaki's our guest. We're taking some phone calls for him. And in the last few minutes we've got left, but the website's richdad.com. Go there, get his books, get informed, folks. It's a different perspective than what you hear. It's dead on if you actually implement it. But you've got to be informed. You've got to be focused. I don't want to say it's hard, but it's also not easy. Wrote the book Midas Touch with Donald Trump, of course, and others. But briefly, what do you think about this open attack on the Second Amendment? Polls show more people are becoming pro-gun, but the Democrats don't seem to care. I know you're nonpartisan, so am I, but, man, these Democrats, they really are something else.
I tell you what, you know, if I gave up my guns and nobody stopped, and that stopped people killing each other, I give up my guns. But you and I know giving up our guns and bullets is not going to stop people from killing each other, and that's my problem with it. You know, I'm a former Marine. I love guns. I have full automatic weapons. You know, I am armed. I carry. Why? Because I don't want to be a victim. I'm not out there to kill somebody. I just don't want to be a victim.
You're an informed, empowered man taking care of his own security.
Yes, and I know how to use my guns. I practice a lot. So I'm not pro or against it. It's a personal decision, but if somebody comes into my house, I am going to shoot them. You know, I'm not going to try and reason with them.
And you're not looking for trouble. You're just like a, you know, like a tiger sitting there in the tree. Somebody comes up and attacks you. You got claws and teeth. They want us to be these domesticated slaves. And that'll answer Marvin's question from Texas. He wants to know your opinion on guns. We'll try to get to him. But Adam in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, Robert. Hey there, Alex. Real quick, give you an intro to what brought me to you was Money Masters. Years ago, I saw that film, and it compelled me to come to your website, Alex. And I have, you know, money is the root of our monetary policy, I feel like, is the root of our problems here as a nation. And maybe I missed it, but I've been following the candidates, and I haven't heard Trump comment on that.
That's a good question. You're really good friends with him. You've written books with him on monetary policy. You're a critic of the private Federal Reserve or that consortium. Can you tell us Donald's view on the Fed or what you think it is?
I don't, you know, Donald says it best. It has to do with immigration. He says, we're a nation of laws. And when we have people, our own leaders, breaking the laws when it comes to money, we have very, very big problems. It's not the system that's bad. It's corrupt kleptocracy that's bad. When you have the Fed that buoys up Wall Street, and Wall Street sends out toxic CDOs.
So they shouldn't be propping up the garbage.
Yeah, and then we bail them out. And then our government, our politicians support that. Then our school systems teach us nothing about money. To me, there's something rotten. You know, it's not money that's the root of all evil. It's financial ignorance. And that's why Donald and I, the reason we write and we speak together, is because we speak for the need for financial education in our schools, not just as garbage common course.
Stuff, sure.
You know,
Adam, thank you so much. We're out of time. I'm going to come back and overdrive for 5 minutes before Jakari get to Marvin and some of the other folks. But Robert Kiyosaki, thank you so much for spending time with us. I know you're a busy guy, and thank you for all the work you're doing, standing up for free market capitalism and wealth in this country. Thank you so much.
Thank you for what you do, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend coming up. By the way, speaking of weekend, I'll be back, and David Knight will as well, this Sunday. David Knight, actually, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday transmission. Please help us spread the word. You see, wealth is free market is what produces the islands of wealth that create ecosystems that make the middle class and then the poor wealthy. The enemy knows that. They want to blow the end.